Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpovedový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpovedový hárok označený piktogramom krížik. Prvá nahrávka. Vypočujete si rozhovor s Judy Jasek, majiteľkou vodiaceho psa. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
Judy Jasek is a blind woman who has a guide dog named Ian. She works with an organization named Catholic Guild for the Blind, which supplies blind people with items unavailable in stores. So let's hear the following interview with Mrs. Judy Jasek, a guide dog owner. How many guide dogs have you had, Mrs. Jasek?
Ian is my third dog. I've had Ian for 6.5 years.
How are the dogs trained?
I got Ian from Guiding Eyes for the Blind, a school that breeds and trains puppies to be guide dogs. They are tested when they're 8 weeks old. Those that pass are placed in puppy raiser homes for a year, where they are taught basic good behaviour and not to bark. After the year with the puppy raiser, they go back to the school and are tested again. If they pass, they go into a 5-month training program where professional dog trainers teach them to guide, lead, and make traffic judgments and decisions.
Can you tell me any interesting stories about Ian?
Ian is a very quiet dog. He is extremely bright. He has an excellent memory, especially of directions. I often attend concerts of the Chicago Symphony. And even if I don't go there for 6 months, he still remembers the seats. We go to one of our favourite hotels once a year and try to get the same room every time. When we get there, he goes right to that room. If there is a problem, he will ignore my command. For example, if it snows or rains, the street behind my office is covered with snow or water. Once we were leaving when it had rained the day before. I forgot about the weather and told Ian to go right, but he wouldn't. I told him again and he sat down. So when the lights changed, he moved across the street and to the side. Then I realized why. He tries to avoid things like ice, snow, or water.
Are there any places that won't let you in with your dog?
No. All 50 states have a law that allows guide dogs access to any place that you or I can go, like stores, movie theatres, restaurants, public transport, anywhere. People are aware of this law, so they don't have a problem with it.
You work with the Catholic Guild for the Blind. What does it do?
It is a private, non-profit organisation. We have a consumer product centre where blind people can buy items they need, like braille calendars and other things. We also have a computer centre where we teach people to use computers. We have a tape lending library with over 500 books, and we also have a children's education centre. It is a walk-in store. My job is to coordinate the products.
What kind of dogs are usually used as guide dogs?
95% of guide dogs are Labradors. Years ago, they used German Shepherds as guide dogs, but they are a lot more moody than Labradors. All of mine have been Labradors. I have been using guide dogs for 20 years.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
Judy Jasek is a blind woman who has a guide dog named Ian. She works with an organization named Catholic Guild for the Blind, which supplies blind people with items unavailable in stores. So let's hear the following interview with Mrs. Judy Jasek, a guide dog owner. How many guide dogs have you had, Mrs. Jasek?
Ian is my third dog. I've had Ian for 6.5 years.
How are the dogs trained?
I got Ian from Guiding Eyes for the Blind, a school that breeds and trains puppies to be guide dogs. They are tested when they're 8 weeks old. Those that pass are placed in puppy raiser homes for a year, where they are taught basic good behaviour and not to bark. After the year with the puppy raiser, they go back to the school and are tested again. If they pass, they go into a 5-month training programme where professional dog trainers teach them to guide, lead and make traffic judgments and decisions.
Can you tell me any interesting stories about Ian?
Ian is a very quiet dog. He is extremely bright. He has an excellent memory, especially of directions. I often attend concerts of the Chicago Symphony. And even if I don't go there for 6 months, he still remembers the seats. We go to one of our favourite hotels once a year and try to get the same room every time. When we get there, he goes right to that room. If there is a problem, he will ignore my command. For example, if it snows or rains, the street behind my office is covered with snow or water. Once we were leaving when it had rained the day before. I forgot about the weather and told Ian to go right, but he wouldn't. I told him again and he sat down. So when the lights changed, he moved across the street and to the side. Then I realised why. He tries to avoid things like ice, snow or water.
Are there any places that won't let you in with your dog?
No. All 50 states have a law that allows guide dogs access to any place that you or I can go, like stores, movie theatres, restaurants, public transport, anywhere. People are aware of this law, so they don't have a problem with it.
You work with the Catholic Guild for the Blind. What does it do?
It is a private, non-profit organisation. We have a consumer product centre where blind people can buy items they need, like braille calendars and other things. We also have a computer centre where we teach people to use computers. We have a tape lending library with over 500 books, and we also have a children's education centre. It is a walk-in store. My job is to coordinate the products.
What kind of dogs are usually used as guide dogs?
95% of guide dogs are Labradors. Years ago, they used German Shepherds as guide dogs, but they are a lot more moody than Labradors. All of mine have been Labradors. I have been using guide dogs for 20 years.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Druhá nahrávka. Vypočujete si rozprávanie o živote vynikajúcej americkej tenistky Billie Jean King. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom z tvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé A, nepravdivé B, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva C. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear some interesting facts from the biography of a champion American tennis player, Billie Jean King. Billie Jean King was a champion American tennis player, winning a total of 39 Grand Slam titles in an outstanding career. She also played a key role in fighting for greater equality between men's and women's tennis. Billie Jean King once said,
I feel that tennis is a kind of art that is capable of moving the players and the audience in almost sensual ways. When I am performing at my absolute best, I think that some of the excitement must be passed on to the audience.
Of her 39 Grand Slam titles, 20 were achieved at Wimbledon. Billie Jean King had an aggressive, impatient style. She hit the ball very hard and was quick to come to the net. It was this style of tennis that perfectly suited Wimbledon grass courts. Chris Evert, another excellent tennis player, said that her main weakness was her impatience. She first appeared at Wimbledon in 1961 as a young tennis player by the name of Billie Jean Moffat. She went on to play at Wimbledon on 22 occasions over a period of 23 years. She was a favourite player of the crowd and in the early days was better known at Wimbledon than in her home country of the US. She played a total of 265 matches at Wimbledon. In 1974, she took part in one of tennis's most famous battles, the Battle of the Sexes. Bobby Riggs was a former number one tennis player. Now 55, he was confident enough to say that the men's game was so much better than the women's game that he could easily beat any of the best women players of the time. After hearing that, Billie Jean King was fearful of playing because she felt if she lost, it would put women's tennis back 50 years. However, after Bobby Riggs beat Margaret Court, a great rival of Billie Jean King, who beat her twice in a Grand Slam final, Billie Jean took up the challenge at Houston Astrodome in Texas. The game was watched by a crowd of over 30,000 and up to 50 million on TV. It was a media sensation, and Billie Jean King proved the winner, beating Bobby Riggs 6-4, 6-3, 6-3. Billie Jean was a passionate supporter of professional tennis. For her efforts related to promoting tennis and making it an equal sport for both men and women, the popular US weekly magazine Sports Illustrated ranked her number 5 on the top 40 athletes list, made up of those sportsmen who had changed sports in an important way over the last 4 decades.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear some interesting facts from the biography of a champion American tennis player, Billie Jean King. Billie Jean King was a champion American tennis player, winning a total of 39 Grand Slam titles in an outstanding career. She also played a key role in fighting for greater equality between men's and women's tennis. Billie Jean King once said,
"I feel that tennis is a kind of art that is capable of moving the players and the audience in almost sensual ways. When I am performing at my absolute best, I think that some of the excitement must be passed on to the audience."
Of her 39 Grand Slam titles, 20 were achieved at Wimbledon. Billie Jean King had an aggressive, impatient style. She hit the ball very hard and was quick to come to the net. It was this style of tennis that perfectly suited Wimbledon grass courts. Chris Evert, another excellent tennis player, said that her main weakness was her impatience. She first appeared at Wimbledon in 1961 as a young tennis player by the name of Billie Jean Moffat. She went on to play at Wimbledon on 22 occasions over a period of 23 years. She was a favourite player of the crowd, and in the early days was better known at Wimbledon than in her home country of the US. She played a total of 265 matches at Wimbledon. In 1974, she took part in one of tennis's most famous battles, the Battle of the Sexes. Bobby Riggs was a former number one tennis player. Now 55, he was confident enough to say that the men's game was so much better than the women's game that he could easily beat any of the best women players of the time. After hearing that, Billie Jean King was fearful of playing because she felt if she lost, it would put women's tennis back 50 years. However, after Bobby Riggs beat Margaret Court, a great rival of Billie Jean King who beat her twice in a Grand Slam final, Billie Jean took up the challenge at Houston Astrodome in Texas. The game was watched by a crowd of over 30,000 and up to 50 million on TV. It was a media sensation, and Billie Jean King proved the winner, beating Bobby Riggs 6-4, 6-3, 6-3. Billie Jean was a passionate supporter of professional tennis. For her efforts related to promoting tennis and making it an equal sport for both men and women, the popular US weekly magazine Sports Illustrated ranked her number 5 on the top 40 athletes list, made up of those sportsmen who had changed sports in an important way over the last 4 decades.
Teraz máte ešte 1 minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpovedový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Tretia nahrávka. Vypočujete si 6 vysvetlení, ako vás môže kladne ovplyvniť fakt, že máte oveľa mladšieho súrodenca. Pozitívne vlastnosti starších súrodencov, nadobudnuté vďaka starostlivosti o mladších súrodencov, sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených 14 až 20, avšak nie v poradí, v akom ste ich počuli v nahrávke. Na základe vypočutého zoraďte vety do správneho poradia tak, že zapíšete do odpoveďového hárka ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6. Pozor, jedna veta je navyše a obsahuje informáciu, ktorú ste v nahrávke nepočuli. K tejto vete napíšte do odpoveďového hárka X. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 14 až 20. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
If you have younger siblings, whether they are brothers or sisters, you will most probably notice that such people have the features we will be talking about. These features that older brothers and sisters usually have help them become more reliable people and amazing lifelong friends. So let us hear about 6 positive features that older siblings have most probably developed. First characteristic. Having a younger sibling gives the older sibling a duty to look after others from the very beginning. Older siblings carry this quality into their adult lives. Those who have younger siblings naturally come to help when somebody they know needs their support or advice. Helping others has become something natural for them. They are confident enough to do this without being asked. Second characteristic. It might happen that if somebody has 2 younger siblings, his friends may call him boring or not fun. Older siblings can become more critical if their friends behave like children. Being an older sister or brother requires them to lose childlike behavior. As adults, older siblings naturally act as role models and are good at making important decisions. Third characteristic. When people have 1 or more younger siblings, their parents have probably asked them to take on more responsibility when they were younger. Whether it would be caring for their younger siblings by watching over them or teaching them, they were trained from an early age to become responsible. Even in their adult lives, older siblings act in such a reliable way because they were taught this sense of duty by their parents. Fourth characteristic. People who have younger siblings show natural tendencies to act like parents. They keep their eyes open, offer help and guidance, and generally lead other people. Because of these traits, in a circle of their friends, older siblings are respected, followed, and often viewed as somebody who is more experienced. Fifth characteristic. When people take on the role of a carer at an early age, they need to have enough confidence to act like this. That means they realise the needs of the others they serve, but they do not forget their own needs as well. Because of this natural ability to understand things in life, those who have younger siblings can be the type of people others will seek out when life gets tough. Sixth characteristic. Being an older sibling requires certain qualities which they are supposed to have, like being friendly and nice to their surroundings, or thinking about other people and their needs. It isn't always about them, and those with younger siblings know about this. When it comes to friendships, those who are used to putting others before themselves make excellent best friends.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
If you have younger siblings, whether they are brothers or sisters, you will most probably notice that such people have the features we will be talking about. These features that older brothers and sisters usually have help them become more reliable people and amazing lifelong friends. So let us hear about six positive features that older siblings have most probably developed. First characteristic. Having a younger sibling gives the older sibling a duty to look after others from the very beginning. Older siblings carry this quality into their adult lives. Those who have younger siblings naturally come to help when somebody they know needs their support or advice. Helping others has become something natural for them. They are confident enough to do this without being asked. Second characteristic. It might happen that if somebody has two younger siblings, his friends may call him boring or not fun. Older siblings can become more critical if their friends behave like children. Being an older sister or brother requires them to lose childlike behaviour. As adults, older siblings naturally act as role models and are good at making important decisions. Third characteristic. When people have one or more younger siblings, their parents have probably asked them to take on more responsibility when they were younger. Whether it would be caring for their younger siblings by watching over them or teaching them, they were trained from an early age to become responsible. Even in their adult lives, older siblings act in such a reliable way because they were taught this sense of duty by their parents. Fourth characteristic. People who have younger siblings show natural tendencies to act like parents. They keep their eyes open, offer help and guidance, and generally lead other people. Because of these traits, in a circle of their friends, older siblings are respected, followed, and often viewed as somebody who is more experienced. Fifth characteristic. When people take on the role of a carer at an early age, they need to have enough confidence to act like this. That means they realise the needs of the others they serve, but they do not forget their own needs as well. Because of this natural ability to understand things in life, those who have younger siblings can be the type of people others will seek out when life gets tough. Sixth characteristic. Being an older sibling requires certain qualities which they are supposed to have, like being friendly and nice to their surroundings, or thinking about other people and their needs. It isn't always about them, and those with younger siblings know about this. When it comes to friendships, those who are used to putting others before themselves make excellent best friends.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.